Kano Police Service has questioned the premise of the findings of the two reports implicating the police for swapping washing soda with cocaine. The police insisted that the findings are flawed as they do not provide when, how and where the cocaine was swapped. At a heavily attended news conference by the police service in Accra this morning, the Director General of the CID, DCOP Prosper Ablo, said the police service stands by its conviction that the exhibit did not change form at its premises. He announced a 50,000 CD reward for anyone who will volunteer credible information to help unravel the truth of the matter. Gloria Anderson has the details.
The press conference was addressed by the Director General of CID, DCOP Ablo, and he says that the due process was not followed in the investigations by the two bodies, because according to him, they did what they were supposed to do by tendering in the exhibit to the court, and that once the seal was broken in the courtroom, in open courtroom, they had nothing to do with it, and once it was given to the court to keep, their responsibility ended there. Then again, the Chief Justice report used the pungent smell for its conclusion. The DCOP Ablo said that cannot be proven scientifically, and so it cannot be used as a basis for judging whether the swapping was done by the police or at the police headquarters or at the court premises. And again, he also said that Lance Corporal Anyekese was said to have said that there was going to be a tsunami tremor because the retesting was ordered, and he said that Lance Corporal Anyekese has said that he had denied ever meeting or having any interaction with the defense counsel on that day, and even saying that comment. And he described as unfortunate the fact that Lance Corporal Anyekese was not given the opportunity to give his defense on that statement during the committee's sitting. And basically, those were the issues that they raised. And then to the BNI report, DCOP Ablo also said that the evidence that the BNI is using is not conclusive enough, as it doesn't have enough evidence pointing to Traje as being one of or being responsible for the swapping. He's just being held responsible because he is the head of the unit, and so if there's any problem, he must be held responsible. And so he thinks that more should be done. And so that was basically what happened at the press conference.
So as far as the police are concerned, they cannot be held liable for the swapping.
Yes,
at this time.
They are not responsible. That's what they basically said at the conference, that they cannot be blamed for the swapping of the cocaine, because their responsibility ended, one, when the court opened the exhibit and handed it over to the court for safekeeping. And then again, he said that the length of keeping the exhibit does not matter, because people can swap the exhibit within seconds. So the fact that it has stayed with them for 3 years doesn't necessarily mean that they had swapped the cocaine. Within the 48 hours that it was in the courthouse, someone could have done the swapping there.
Thank you, Gloria, and that will be all for now.
Thank you.